had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks.
We're here on the crazy train. That's
it. We're on the crazy train.
Yeah.
Matt Haynes here with Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Bill Lako.
And we're glad to have you. Troy is a CFA, not a CPA yet, right?
That's right.
Yeah, almost. Okay. Matt is a certified something trust officer.
Trust and financial advisor.
Trust and CFA. And Bill's a CFA.
CFP.
He's a CFP.
These addled minds at this age.
I'm just glad somebody screwed your definition up, your designation up. Like mine gets messed up every week. That's awesome.
Matt's having his day in the sun.
Well, we get Charlie, who's a certified divorce.
Yeah, we got him last week.
Planning.
Right. Yeah, we got him last week. Good. I'm like, help me with this one.
Yeah. He did tell us that you don't have to be divorced to have that designation, just to be clear.
That's right. He has no practical experience in divorce.
That's right.
How can he preach it? I mean, why would you go to a guy?
Yeah, I don't think he's like an advocate of divorce. I think he's just trying to help you out if you get one.
Right, I got you. Okay. I should let you know, at Hensler Financial, we've got an expert in every bit of trivia to do with finance.
It's true.
You got
it's
a problem? True. We got CPAs. We got lawyers. We got CFAs. Trust officers, divorce guys. What else? You have any other specialties?
CFP, you got.
There's a CVA out there, and I'm waiting on word back from them. So evaluation, business
valuation. PhDs, yeah. Right? Yep. We're loaded up.
Those are the worst.
They are the worst. There's no question about it. Our problem is that we know too much. We know everything about everything. Bill.
I have questions.
Bill had a question.
I have multiple questions.
Multiple questions.
You want me to give them all to you at once? Or?
Sure. Okay. I can handle it.
So first, I want to know, with the rising dollar, is that how much problem is that going to be for our economy, number one? And number two, who is going to spend $12,000 on a phone that's going to be obsolete? Excuse me, on an Apple Watch that's going to be obsolete when they make the new software release? Just asking. I'm just asking.
Growing dollar is good for us.
Why?
Because we can buy more things around the world cheaper.
Well, it's good for the consumer, but is it good for if I'm
earnings.
Shipping over there?
It's fine. It's fine. It makes it smarter to do your business in the States than it does in Europe. That's pretty good for us.
And easier, too. You're going to be more likely
to sell. So you don't see
things.
Any impact to manufacturing, potentially laying off people here in the United States?
No.
Yeah. No. What you probably will see, and we've already seen some of it, is during fourth quarter earnings, companies started talking about currency pressures on earnings.
Yeah, that's going to be an impact on the earnings in the short run.
Right.
Otherwise, if I compare this year's earnings to last year's earnings, they're going to be weaker.
Right.
Because I'm reporting in euros, and it used to come back at $1.30, now it's coming back and showing here at $1.05.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Next year. It's going to be the same because I reported $1.05.
Right.
So,
relatively speaking,
I don't see any harm in a strong currency whatsoever. It makes you sort of the boss man. You don't hear a bunch of people now talking about going to what's the Chinese currency?
The yuan.
Yuan. I know. Yeah. See, no one's going to be saying, let's have that as the world trade, currency to trade in and keep records in. You don't see a lot of that stuff going on anymore.
Yeah, and generally speaking, when the
which means
dollar
we can have more debt before we go broke.
That's right.
Yes, lever up. No, the one thing is, if you look historically, it's a good time to invest in our economy when the dollar is strong too. Basically, what it means is that our relative to everyone else. That our economic growth, our situation here is more conducive to a gain operationally.
But wouldn't you start to see the flow of cash here from overseas slow down? Because who would want to translate that kind of loss an apartment complex?
They already have the loss. They should have bought the apartment last year.
No, I understand that. But so now $1 million apartment in Manhattan is now going to be $1,300,000, right?
That's right. Something like that. Just play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that might
make it all the more reason I might want to buy because what it made the property in Europe go down.
I see.
Okay.
Which that assumes they have the cash to do it. I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. That's the whole thing. So, I got you. So it goes okay. on that. A watch. The iWatch. I don't know.
I'm good for $349 that I'll throw away because, I mean, how often do we swap out these $500 phones?
Right.
You know, I guess that's – I get it. I'm just not sure that I get the $10,000 or $11,000 or $12,000 watch that doesn't say Rolex or Jaeger LeCoeur or –
Right.
Are you sure the software is not updatable?
Well, so maybe the software is, but the hardware is definitely not.
Yeah, right.
No, so, I mean, at some point it's...
Yeah, I thought...
We were talking about Newtons the other day. Remember the Newton?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that thing's not worth... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, collector's item.
It will be.
The Zune that was Microsoft's answer to the iPod.
So I don't... I mean, obviously not seeing the watch... I think it does some interesting things. If they stamp it with Rolex, it might get my attention.
Well, the only things that I was thinking about it was the pulse and this and that.
Oh, yeah.
But they say it's not very accurate because of hair follicles and everything. All this sort of stuff makes it rather inaccurate in those areas.
Well, I think it's more conversation about, I mean, to your point, yes. I don't know many people that are going to spend, if any, who are going to spend $10,000 or $12,000 on a watch, especially a first
any kind
generation.
Of watch.
Well, that's true too. That's true too. But a first iteration. But to me, this is about wearable technology. And I was talking about this with somebody yesterday. You know, there was a day when people would argue with you whether or not I don't want to read my email on a small thing I put in my pocket. I want my full screen. But there was a migration toward mobility, and I think whether it's the watch or some permutation of it down the road. I think wearable technology is coming. I think this is the first iteration.
The problem with that is you got to have the phone nearby
today
in order for the watch to do the things that it does. So it's just another piece of it.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, listen, when it pops up on the face, I'm pretty sure that I don't necessarily want everybody to be able to see it.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of things that are.
You know what I mean?
It's not.
I mean, if I'm talking bad about Gene. I don't want him to know.
The person sitting next to you in the restaurant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's not
where I want it to pop up.
You've got these early adopters, right? I mean, you look at like things like technology like Pebble that came out on Kickstarter, which was in theory one of the first smart watches.
Right.
But the price point was somewhere that was different.
The part of the keynote speech I thought from Tim Cook that was interesting to me was more about the MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they've changed the USB drive, and now you're going to have to buy multiple connectors. And that's really, they make a ton of money.
Well, they did it to the,
They sell you a 30-cent connector for about $40.
They made a migration with the iPhone, was it 4S to 5, when they moved to the smaller charger.
Everybody had to buy the cables.
Right.
And so, I want to own the stock because they're good at doing that.
So you tell me now that my MacBook that I have, the
Your Air.
That's the Air.
Pat's got the Air.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that the new ones.
They're coming out with new adapters.
Yeah.
So if I buy a new one, all the stuff I have for that.
You'll need an adapter for the plugs to work.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not happy.
As a consumer, maybe not, but as an owner of the stock.
I bet you people will do it.
All in favor of it.
I'm going to predict we're going to be shocked at how many people are going to spend $347 for a watch.
Listen, I'll spend $347 just to say I have one. I'm not going to spend $10,000 knowing 3 years later it's obsolete.
Yeah. It's the same guy.
My Rolex is still running.
It's the same guy ran around with a Google Glass and everybody boxed.
I never had a Google Glass.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I think I'm correct this week. Time's up?
Time's up. You got it right this time.
You can give us a call, 770-429-9166. Happy to talk to you. If you got any questions, you can also go there, or you can go to drgene@hensler.com. See you next week. Market's going to be up.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.